Welcome to the Freedom Hustles podcast, where host John and Andy take you on a journey of liberation away from the 9-to-5 grind. Explore side hustles, remote work, and the skills to help you unlock true freedom. Brought to you by freedomskillsacademy.com, this podcast is your gateway to independence and financial empowerment.
Okay, and welcome again. So episode 61, we're talking a little bit about, it's a little bit different again tonight. We're going to be talking about troll marketing. Now you might be thinking, what's all that about? We sort of mentioned it a couple of weeks back on a podcast when we were talking about Ben Settle, some of the stuff that he takes on, especially with subscribers and people that, or even not even subscribers, but people that sort of challenge his ways, should we say. He kind of uses it for content, essentially, and he uses it to his advantage. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, and we've got a few other examples. Some other examples, even ones that we've done ourselves, like personal ones. So yeah, so troll marketing, what is it all about, Andy?
Evening, John. Troll marketing is basically where I like troll marketing. You have to be careful with it, but it's where you take negative comments and emails and messages from people and you use it in your own marketing. When I say marketing, you know, obviously I'm not talking about like, you can actually do this. You can probably stick it on paid advertising, but we're talking about on your social medias and your emails. So, you know, because sometimes you have to think up content to share with people. And as we know that being seen regular and repetition and all that lot is helps build up a world, as we've talked about before, like Ben Settle said, and get people into your world. And sometimes using troll marketing is a great way to feed, to put content out there, but also to align people with you and disqualify people. Troll marketing is, you don't want to use anything that, if someone's got a complaint about you and your business and it's a legitimate complaint, then you don't use that, you don't belittle them. It's usually where somebody's got a unrealistic expectation of you, or they have completely got something wrong, they've been really nasty. A prime example of this would be, I think they're called Get Baked. They're from Leeds and they do a Bruce cake, which I don't know if, I think it's from the film Matilda, and it's supposed to be like this big 14, 16 layer chocolate cake, and you buy a slice. And they're a bakery in Leeds. They have a shop, and so they bake stuff to go in the shop and they sell stuff. But on one day of the week, I think it's like a Thursday, 10 o'clock, they open up an online order system for people to order Bruce, this slice of this Bruce, and then they send it out to people. And it's become so popular with people online that a lot of people are getting in there at 10 o'clock and they're not getting the orders because they have an unlimited amount of ordering, you know, cakes available. And so after several attempts, some people have got really a bit miffed not being able to buy it, and so they start getting bitchy, and then they've hit they got under their TikTok videos or their Instagram posts and they've moaned and complained and saying, this is a scam, you're never selling anything, or you, or here's an idea, why don't you make more cake and all this lot, instead of this false scarcity. And it's like, well, actually, we have a bakery, we have like five people baking cakes, there's only so much cakes we can do, it's very easy for people to say. And so these comments are coming backwards and forwards now, they're getting messages, people saying, I don't believe you, no, I think you're just basically, it's just false advertising. It's like, yeah. So they take screenshots of all these complaints because they are completely wrong. And then they use them in their marketing. And they share it on Instagram and then on TikTok. And they'll say, oh, it's going to be one of them days again. We've had the keyboard warriors out in force. And then they explain. And it's a great way of being able to educate the other people by saying, we have this amount of people. We supply the shop. We have this and the other. And we can only supply so many pieces of cake. And it's very easy for people to say, well, you need to have more staff, or you need to have a bigger premises, or you need to, you know, you can't just pull that out your bottom. No. And it's a great way of using these comments, these unnecessary and entitled comments by people to explain your story. And then it also, because then you get people coming saying, well, what a bunch of idiots, or I completely do what you got to do. And it kind of qualifies you again with your audience and disqualifies other people who you don't really need.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, the thing is, You're always going to get the keyboard warriors, aren't you? It doesn't matter what you do. Once you are online, once you do kind of, show yourself and, do what they do this kind of, business, if you like, where you're sort of putting yourself out there and, you're teaching methods and you're showing ways and, techniques in which you've found successful, you're always going to get keyboard warriors. Simply because not everyone's the same. Some people just don't apply themselves at all. They don't apply the techniques and the teachings that you're going on about. And if they don't get like an instant result, which as we all know is a pipe dream, you've got to put the work in, you've got to study this, you've got to learn what you're doing. If you don't get any luck, and some of them, if they don't get an instant result, they just take to the keyboard, don't they? And take to social media and then just, start trolling. But yeah, like you say, you can use that now to your advantage. You can use that as content. I done one recently. I was on not TikTok. I was on Instagram, and I posted up like a monthly earnings, and it was a pretty good month. But prior to that, I put the screenshot of all the people that were saying things like, "Oh, this doesn't work. Why are you posting this? Please don't share stuff that doesn't work." Do you know what I mean? They were just posting loads of crap like that. So then, rather than me just having a slagging match with them and getting into an argument, which you're never going to win, so you might as well not bother doing that.
No.
I just posted the results of all those things that they said doesn't work. And it was a pretty good month, like you say. It was, definitely one of the better months. So I was like, well, rather than, like you say, I'm not going to get into an argument with them, because there's that saying, isn't there? You never win an argument with an idiot. So there's just no point
No.
even entering in that argument.
I think,
But
was it Mark Twain said about arguing with
something like
idiots?
that.
So they'll bring you down to their level and beat you with their experience
Yeah,
or something
exactly.
like
Yeah, exactly. So,
that.
what's the point?
Yeah.
So I just used, screenshots and evidence and proof, if you like, to beat them. And yeah, and that's what you can do. So, you can flip it around that way. Another really good platform, which, we've started dabbling with and which you definitely use more of, is TikTok. And because on TikTok, you can actually reply to a comment as a video. So if you get someone that says, "Oh, this doesn't work," or, "This is a scam," or whatever, 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 rather than reply to them as a, written reply, you can actually click on reply, and then it gives you the option to film a video. So you can actually reply as a video. Their comment actually goes up in the top of the screen. And then in that video, you can, show the evidence, or, well, actually, I don't agree with that, and here's why, and then show, proper proof of it, or maybe even, show the outcome of whatever it is you were trying to do. If, if it's a make money with trading, show some trades. If it's make websites in under a day, show some websites that you've built, and show some happy client testimonials, or, something like that. And you can actually film a video that will reply to that. And that video doesn't just go to them, that goes out to all your followers, plus, has the chance of going on like the TikTok algorithm anyway. So, there's sort of two good ways, in which I've personally used the kind of troll comments to my advantage, if you like.
I mean, I was going to say, I'll tell you one of my experiences in a minute, but I saw a video the other week on Instagram. It was a cooking one, and I have actually followed it and made a dal out of it. It was an Indian dal, very, very tasty actually. But the guy who posted the video, he said, "This is my version of a dal," and he put in brackets, "not a traditional dal." And then, as I'm sat watching the video, there's a comment underneath it with like capital letters and about 15 exclamation marks. "This is not a doll." And I actually used that as a, I took a screenshot of it and used it in a post about troll marketing. And I said at that point there, the guy who created the video could actually take a screenshot of that and then share that as part of his marketing and say something along the lines of, how do these people managed to survive when they can't actually read the description
Yeah, he
underneath the
said
video, because it basically
that.
says, this is my take on a doll. It's not a traditional doll. And I remember putting in brackets or putting a box around the not a traditional doll. It's like he'd said it about two or three times in the description. Then someone's under there getting really angry. It's like, this is not a doll. And it's like, well, that is a perfect example of being able to take a screenshot and put that in and say, something along the lines of, don't be like Bob. This is Bob or whatever. You can make light-hearted fun of it because these are people who clearly aren't paying attention or reading. And slightly different now. I used a. I mean, we've talked about Ben Settle. He does it a lot in emails, and I did one not so long back. I wrote a long article email, and it was all full of information and details for people to work on and whatever. And then I got an email sent to me regarding the odd one or two spelling errors in there by the grammar police.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
They are
and
literally everywhere. Yeah.
what was interesting was the fact that he took the time to reply to me instead of actually taking notice of what the information was about. And so I created a whole new email about that, thanks to him, basically stating, so I took his sentence, well, you didn't spell this correctly or that, so how are we spelling it? And so then I created this whole email saying about, firstly, one, it's more important to get something out there than for it to be perfect, because majority of the people will skim read and probably not miss, they're quite accepting to one or two mistakes. It's not a big problem. Two, they're probably likely to take action. They're not bothered about a spelling mistake. People who are bothered about a spelling mistake are not likely to take action. They're just going to sit home and moan. And what was the third point? The third point was got completely forgotten now, but it was all kind of sort of saying, I made this whole new article and content out of him, basically saying that, oh yeah, that was the other thing. Sometimes we spell things incorrectly in headlines purposely on Facebook or social media to get people talking.
It's an attention grabber, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes because people can't help but commenting, and that was part of the email. It was like it grabbed this, whether I did it intentionally or not, but it grabbed this guy's attention, and he was interacting with me and sending his email. And then it sort of, I finished off with sort of, it's kind of sad really that out of everything that was in that email, everything that could have been used and celebrated, then he focused on that one bit, which reminds me, I don't know if this is true. I think it's Einstein, but there's a story going around about Einstein or some other top guy who wrote a list on a chalkboard, and was it all mathematics or something? And one of them was wrong, and everybody was giggling and laughing, and everyone was saying, "Hey, you're rubbish! You got number nine wrong. Number nine's wrong." Everybody says, "Excellent, thank you." It's interesting to see that out of the 10 things that were correct. Out of all 10, instead of recognizing that nine of them was correct, you picked up on the one that was wrong. And he was sort of trying to talk about sort of human nature and I suppose the mentality of people who, I suppose, should I say the word failure? Fail people. Those are the kind of people who generally are going to fail,
Yeah,
aren't they? The
absolutely.
ones who are going to focus on the negative, and then instead of all the other stuff to celebrate.
I shared that on Instagram. Yeah, it's not me.
Did
I
you, was
didn't.
it?
I'm not claiming to be like Einstein, but I shared a post like that on the. I just sort of told the story differently. It was like a maths teacher or something.
Yeah.
They all picked on the one wrong thing rather than all the things he got right. And he was saying that basically that's the way life is. People will literally be out there to try and knock you down, and that's the way it is. There's another sketch that I was listening, watching the other night, stand up by Ricky Gervais, and there was a sketch that he done where he was like the internet. He said it's like a really strange, it's like the Wild West in it now. And he was saying about Twitter, or X as it's now called, but he was saying people get so angry on there. He said it's like comparing. A village, the village, the notice board in the local village, right? And someone putting up there a banner or a little poster saying guitar lessons, right? And someone walking past it and going, I don't want bloody guitar lessons and get really annoyed about it. And he was like, well, that's not for you then. Do you know what I mean? Just don't, why do you care? Just skim past it.
Yeah.
It does baffle me that people go out their way, strangers, right? Strangers will go out of their way to try and belittle and knock you down. And it's unbelievable. Rather
Yeah.
than just if they don't agree with it, or if they don't, I'm up for debate and discussion is fine. That's fine, but just no offering no value whatsoever, other than just complete trolling.
I think there's a
I don't
form
get it.
of
Well, I really don't get it.
I think there's a form of protection, or I'm trying to think of the words. There are people who are, I won't say they're self-obsessed, I'm trying to think, they feel like they're sort of like superheroes. It's like they put their superhero cape on, they're trying to protect other people from something that they think is wrong. For example, I remember doing this years ago in a Facebook group when we were playing with Facebook ads years ago, when we were talking about 10 years ago, and we did a Facebook group called I Love Johnny Depp, and we also did I Love Jason Statham. And it was a fan base group. I mean, like you say, I Love Johnny Depp. It's not I Am Johnny Depp. It wasn't an official page. It was I Love Johnny. And then I remember someone talking to us and, oh, I love you, Johnny Depp. And I, and yeah, okay. Yeah, he's a great bloke, isn't he? Didn't do I am or anything. It was like, he is a great. We answered as if it was a third person. Then obviously the penny had clicked in this person and they'd realized we weren't Johnny Depp. So then when every time we shared a photograph of Johnny Depp or Jason Statham, whichever one it was,
Jesus
every time we
Christ.
shared a picture and everybody else was going, oh yeah, I love Johnny Depp and oh, Johnny Depp's fantastic, this person then started commenting with capital letters under everyone's post, this is not Johnny Depp, beware, it's a scam. And it's like,
What is it? What do you mean a scam?
I,
What are
over the years, the word scam and spam, or especially
Oh,
scam, has
Jesus
now been
Christ.
sort of swapped. The meaning of scam was basically where,
Yeah.
well, it's fraudulent. If you offered somebody A and then they didn't get A, basically you just said, yeah, buy this Ferrari for 10 grand, they pay 10 grand, and then you ran off with the money and give them the Ferrari. It was a scam. Today on Facebook, lots of people seem to think that the word scam basically means something I don't like.
Or I
So they
can't
see it,
do. I can't
or they
either. I
can't do.
can't do it, or I don't like it. Yeah,
Yeah,
literally.
so they see the adverts on Facebook, and it, you know, it could be like Russell Brunson's ClickFunnels. You know, lots of people made
Scam.
lots of money
Yeah,
from it,
forget
and
it. Yeah.
he's done, and they'd be like, yeah, beware, scam. And it's like, well, no, it's not a scam. If it works for other people, it basically
Well,
means
it's
that
a piece
either
of
you've,
software, number one. It's software. Do you know what I mean? If you
yeah,
use it properly, it's fine. But yeah.
that's it. And I think a lot of people think they put the super cape on, and they're out there trying to protect the gullible public from unscrupulous people. And it's like, well, you're actually the gullible one who's arguing with me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you're the it's very clear what it is, what it says. And yeah, and it is, I think some of them think they're trying to protect the public,
I
but
think, yeah, sort of constructive criticism and flipping it around sort of like the other way a little bit. There is a bit of a place for that. I mean, I remember years and years ago writing an article, and you'll remember this. I remember writing a blog post and doing an infographic about the Empower Network, which is like
I
a
thought that's who you were going to name.
MLM kind of like, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? And it was, you know, it was a bit rough and ready around the edges, and there were basically people just getting hooked into this, you know, this clear sort of dark MLM program with, well, you know. It didn't look like it had much to it, did it really? But so I wrote a piece about that, and it was quite a negative piece, but it wasn't like, you know, I wasn't sort of going out of my way and abusing the owners, do you know what I mean? Or shouting obscenities across the blog post. It was just my view on general MLM stuff, which, you know, we're from a background where, you know, we don't really like that type of marketing. So we just wrote a piece about, you know, here's some alternative methods and, you know, what this product actually offers compared to maybe some other solutions. And Jesus wept. I had like an army of, like, you know, the pitchforks were out and they were going mad in the comments, but it actually made the blog better because they just extended the post. You know what I mean? They were just writing, they were out defending it and you know, going mad because obviously they're like top line or their up line or bottom line, however it was, you know, they were worried about, and the whole thing come crumbling down as they always do eventually. But
It imploded, leaving a lot of people
of course it
without
did, and most, that's
money.
99% of the people that joined that made no money at all, and that's kind of like what I was trying to kind of get at. And you know, but Christ, and that was funny because there was a hell of a lot of trolling going on to me. Do you know what I mean? You don't know what you're talking about. You're just an idiot. I've made loads of this. And we'll say, yeah, well done. You have. But everyone that you've recruited hasn't. They're all skin. But anyway,
And
yeah.
that all that content then, all those, you could have took loads of screenshots, they could have
Oh,
been emails
yeah.
and
If
social
that would
media
have been like
posts.
nowadays, that would have been brilliant. Do you know what I mean? With TikTok and the little short form videos, I could have made a hell of a lot more content out of that. I don't even think that blog's still alive anymore. It's a shame because I'd like to have reread that and gone through that again. But
You just reminded me of another thing that one of the people I work for, I post articles on Facebook on their behalf, stuff that I write. And there's somebody, I can't decide if he follows the actual page or not, but he always answers with a sarcastic comment. And I've stopped myself getting involved. But it's like, oh, heck, what next? And oh, well, blimey, tell me more. And it's all sort of sarcastic. And I'm thinking, if you hate our stuff, you do know that every time you keep commenting on it, it's going into the
keep showing
Facebook
up. Yeah,
algorithm.
it's
And
true.
that basically they're going to think, well, you like it. So then they're going to start showing you more. And
Yeah.
it's like, you're actually making it worse for yourself than you are for us. Do you know what I mean? And that's one of the
Then you
great
get
things
people that
about.
say, stop posting this on my feed. Do you know what I mean? As if it's like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, well, I'm not. I've just posted. You've chosen to follow it, or you've liked it, or you've engaged with it at some point. So just,
Oh, that's. You've
yeah.
just reminded me of another one. There's an artist. I took a photograph, screenshot of her. She does. I think she's from around the hometown where I used to live in the UK. She does paintings and stuff with dots, and it's dotty art, as I think she calls it. And she has this Facebook page, and she sells paintings. And I think now she's supplying a big shop or something, doing quite well with it. And obviously, Facebook, the way it works, it suggests her art to other people.
Yeah.
And it was either Facebook or Instagram, one of the two, which is owned by Meta. And then she did exactly the same thing. She took a screenshot of this comment, and someone was like, will you please stop painting and go get yourself a job, because I'm fed up of seeing your crappy art in my news feed and all this lot. And then she took this screenshot,
Oh, they get really
and
defensive, and
bear
they
in
don't.
mind she's doing
Yeah.
quite well. And she's like, well, thank you very much, but Facebook or Instagram obviously decided that you might want to see my. It's nothing to do with me. It's not your feed. It's theirs. They've
Yeah,
suggested it.
we
And
are the
I'm doing,
product.
yeah, and I'm doing quite well, thank you very much. But just because you don't like it, that's fine. Can't please everyone, but just scroll on by. But
Scroll
it's
on
like
past.
they it's like
Yeah.
they thought it was some sort of conspiracy that she'd purposely sat there in a little underground den and said, right, that bloke there, I'm going to stick my art in his news feed for the next few days. I'm going to stick my paintings there and annoy him. And he was like so angry. Well, you say, go get a proper job, because you are shit. And it was like,
And you know what? It's a real shame because some people are quite sensitive, aren't they, to things like this? If you're just starting out, you do need a bit of a,
absolutely.
and some people, like if you're just starting out, and then you get a load of idiots that are just going to comment, a load of nonsense on your posts that you've put a load of work into, or maybe you've done a product launch and or you've done a book on Amazon and you get a load of 1-star reviews. I've had that, by the way, as well. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. And
You've got to be very thick-skinned,
you
haven't
do have to be a bit thick-skinned to run anything now online because you are going to get it. And it's a shame because some people just give up then, won't they? They'll be like, oh God, it's not for me anymore. They really worry about, what other people think. You literally have to remove yourself from like what people think because at the end of the day, you're
Yeah.
never ever going to be able to please everyone. There's always going to be some haters out there. There's always going to be some trolls. There's always going to be some time wasters. That's part and parcel of it. And
It's
that goes all the way
yeah.
through the whole system, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's a sad reflection of society that everyone seems to think that they have a right to voice their opinion, no matter how negative it is. And half the time it's not even called for. It's not called for. No one's interested in their opinion, but they feel that they have to voice it. Whether it doesn't really, you can listen to a piece of music on YouTube, or you can listen to a piece of music on Facebook, and it might be like, oh, I don't really like that. You don't like it, fine. Why do you need to go and say on the video, well, I don't like that, that's crap?
Yeah.
Who asked? Why do we need to know what your opinion is? By
It's
all means, if you like it, you say that's a great piece of music, I like that, that's great. But why do they need to tell them the negative? I mean, I don't understand
yeah.
that mentality. It's not like if someone had said, walked into the room and said, can I play this? What do you think? Then you've
Yeah.
requested their
Yeah.
opinion. But they just seem to feel today, everyone, it feels like everybody's has this belief that their opinion should be heard, whether it's recalled for or not. And I really don't don't get that.
You know what? People like that, they'd be good for doing survey sites, wouldn't they? You know, people that have got all this hate and animosity all the time. Do you know what I mean? Just open up a survey account and just sit there and do that all day. You know what I mean? Just because you probably make some money and, you know, you can
Absolutely.
express your distaste for everything in the world.
But going back to something you said before we wrap up, you said about being thick-skinned and expecting trolls. You've got to remember, and this will be a podcast for another day again in the future, when you consider that the Beatles were told by Decca Records that their music was old and nobody'd be interested in it. If they'd packed up there and then, we would not have known of the Beatles. And that was before they'd even started off, you know. So, you know, like you said about people being, it can knock somebody if they haven't got the confidence or they haven't got the determination. J.K. Rowling is the same. She was turned down by, was it nine publishing houses
Oh,
or
loads, yeah.
11 before she eventually got published. And I think James Patterson, I'm sure he said he was like 32 rejections before he got his. And Stephen King, apparently he had rejection letters pinned upon a board and he had to swap the thumbtack for a nail because he got so many before. Was it Carrie? I think it was. That was first
Oh,
published in a
wow.
softback. So, like you say, that those people who put their stuff online and they get that hate and crap from people, it could be very destroying. And you've got to sort of keep that in mind that, as you say, it is relative, and there's just a world full of wallies out there, really.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, okay. Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap up. So, yeah, I mean, summary, I guess, is, you know, I think once you get out of that sort of, I don't know, I guess it might be an age thing, I don't know. Once you go beyond a certain age, you should be done with the whole caring about what other people think kind of thing. You know, other people's opinions, strangers' opinions, you know, really don't matter. And it stops a lot of people, sadly. You know, it stops a lot of people. Even friends, family, everything like that, they're worried about starting anything because of the opinions of others. And sadly, that's, you know, you've already got to just remove all that and just get going.
But the big take from this is that if you can use that negativity in your marketing, you know, flip it around, use it as email, social media content, then by all means do it because it is actually it does work. It is good for you, but you've just got to be make sure you're careful. You don't pick something or someone who's got, you know, an actual proper case to answer to. As long as it's just something ridiculous, then use it.
Okay. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Freedom Hustles podcast. We hope you found inspiration and insights to help fuel your journey towards freedom. Don't forget to join our free newsletter at freedomskillsacademy.com/newsletter, where you can find exclusive tips, updates, and resources to help elevate your hustle. Until next time, keep hustling towards your dreams.